Hello, it is the 22nd of May, 2019, and we have the Seven of Swords reversed and the Star reversed and the Two of Wands. Good news, bad news. The bad news is those completely unrealistic fantasies of yours are not going to happen, at least not today. The good news is that the reality will be even better. You just need to believe in yourself as much as everybody else does. The card in the present position is the glorious shining star, Gemini, Aquarius, a bunch of planets and stars, of course. Number 17 of the major arcana, and a beautiful card full of hope and healing. Today in reverse, well, we don't see ourselves as very shiny, maybe? Come on now. Everybody is a star. Sly said so. Except maybe for one person who says they are but aren't. Negative, yes. The star reversed is just that, negative thinking, which will not do. Not at all. But there could be a good reason why you feel this overall sense of futility and discouragement. In the past position is the Seven of Swords, Air, Sagittarius, Virgo, Mercury, the card of the thief, although it could simply be someone who plays his cards close to the chest, or at least I would give them the benefit of the doubt if they were upright. In the reverse, someone else took advantage of you, or you took advantage of someone else when they had their guard down. Amidst chaos and confusion, there were some sneaky dealings. Ripped off, I guess I'll just come out and say. This is like looting during a hurricane, or more like the Red Cross selling the food off the back of the truck. Taking advantage of a disorganized situation or person, intellectual property and property, period. You may have found that a person or people you trusted as part of your team, family, or crew not only weren't looking after your best interests, they plain old stole from you. Thankfully, in the past, this looks like an environment of mistrust, secrecy, and every man for himself. I'd want out too. In any case, this thief may very well have been caught. May have been already. In the future position is the Two of Wands. Someone may be more careful next time. There is a nonconformist vibe to this spread. You don't follow the same star or are waiting for the stars to align before you set any new plans, especially as regards partnerships, in motion. That is extremely important. Our little clock timing is not divine timing. When we say ahead of his time or behind the times, whose times are we talking about? Whose time are we ahead of or behind? That's a hard one. I don't need that in the morning. Our well-dressed and well-respected human on the two is carefully considering his or her next move. This is making progress, but it's only a two. It seems to be important to communicate appropriately in whatever way applies. Consider the team dynamics with others you work with. It is important to stay in control of your emotions or hold your fire, as this is of that suit. Perhaps after a little internet research, someone is not who you thought they were, and you are reconsidering your potential involvement. The two talks about foreign partnerships, in which case travel details, export schedules, and locations need to be considered, and local customs and regulations respected. If you want to work with this person or these people, you may have to make some changes about yourself, and it may not be easy. The globe held in the hand of the human on the two is but a pale orb, much more significant than a globe. But today I read it as a blank page or a whole new world. And this is quite unfamiliar, but there is another human stepping into the picture who may be foreign to us in some way, literally or not. The globe looks to me like a round egg. A new world requires new attitudes and new behaviors from us. Or you got ripped off in a foreign country in the past and are making better deals plans this time. Or where can we ship our trash next if China doesn't want it anymore? See? So many stories to tell. And True is giving you a waving tongue goodbye. Bye.